Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about when you go to a medium, how spirit will always confirm that it's the spirit that you're talking about. Now, you can't guarantee who pops up. It's whoever talks the loudest. It isn't like dial them up. But they will always give a sign, or they'll talk about something that only you know, like a phrase, or they'll come to you, and they'll give a scent, a perfume, and they also use different symbols to let them know that you're around. They'll use songs, too. Symbols like dropping a penny on the floor, or a quarter, or a dime, and then sayings that only you and them would know. Different colors that was their favorite colors. And then also they'll let you know, like, if you feel like there's a hair on you and something that's wisping by you, that can be a spirit. It can be feeling that thoughts of that person that you remember them very strongly. That's them letting you know that they're there. They will always confirm it. Like one time I did a reading for a lady and she was emphatic about a necklace. Well, the grandma said that she gave the granddaughter a necklace, and the mother forgot that she stuck a necklace away for her, which was the mother, which was her daughter, but her mother's granddaughter in her jewelry box. So she was just emphatic about that. They didn't know about it, and then they finally found it, you know. And they'll show the strangest things that you might not, when you get a reading, you might not remember things as it said. Like they'll talk about a blue ornament that was on the Christmas tree way back, and you might not remember it, but then you'll remember it later. It's always nice when you have somebody that you can ask about these things, because you usually get confirmation. And sometimes when you go to a medium, you will get people way back, like 3 or 4 or 5 generations back, like World War II, stuff like that. And it's like it's better if you have somebody alive or a photo album that you can go and check who your dead people are, you know. But they will always give confirmation. And sometimes after you speak to a medium, you'll have a dream. So, and you'll know that. So, and they will come and see you. There's a spiritual garden, spiritual restaurant, and you can meet your dead people and your passed on loved ones in that spiritual restaurant and in the spiritual garden. So I'll take my first caller now, 860. Hello, 860. How are you tonight? Okay. Hello. Hello, 93. How are you? Hello. Also, they can show flowers. They can show colors. You know that there's, and sometimes you'll see the most exquisite colors. And when one shows up also, you can see like a shadow, you know. If you don't see auras and stuff, you can see a shadow. Or you can also see like a form if they want to materialize. They don't always. They don't want to scare you, but you can see that. But mostly dreams, and most of the time they will come to you between 2 and 3 in the morning, because that's when you're quietest. So that's how that works. Hello, 954. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a question?
Kelly, yes, I do. I lost a very good friend just recently. We've been friends for over 30 years. It was kind of sudden. I'm in a little bit of a dilemma, though. He always told me he had a will, and his brother knew where everything was. And I know he's around. I just want to know, where the hell did you put the will? Because we can't find it.
It feels like it's in a, did he have like a metal box? Like in the closet?
You know what? That's so funny you said that. That popped into my head the other day, because I have one of those metal boxes that you
It's one of
those
old,
a firebox.
Yeah, with a metal handle. And it looks
and
like it's pinky yellow.
It.
You know, one of those
yellow,
mustard green
box.
Yellow? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he
yeah.
kept a lot
he
of
always
his
told
support.
Me. He told me, always told me he had a will. It was something him and I had discussed, that, you know, the importance of it. And he told me his brother knew where his stuff was. And when I got this call from his brother to tell me what happened, and his brother told me he had no clue, I was flabbergasted, because I know he has a will.
Well, he told his brother, but his brother forgot.
Jesus.
Well,
it's so funny.
He's
I was
showing
sitting
me
here
a conversation
with his brother.
Yes.
See, his brother told me that that conversation happened and he kept putting it off. They never went.
I'm sure.
And then he said
that he told him
the conversation was to make changes. And then he's like, no, he said, you know, my friend said, no, not today. We'll do it again.
But I see that they did have a conversation, that he did have a will.
I find it just extremely strange and hard to believe that he wouldn't have, when he's always, always told me he did. You were saying
is everything still there?
Yeah.
Or has everything been, yeah, so just look in the closet. And then also he used to keep a filing system, and I'm sure that you'll find a letter to the attorney that he used.
His brother said that his filing system was everything scratched on pieces of paper, and he has completely gone through all and called everybody and has come up with nothing.
Well, I'm seeing an envelope with the lawyer's address and phone number on it.
Yeah. Do you know the name?
No,
I can't read it. Other than the advice of a friend of mine that's an attorney, was call every will and estate attorney in the area.
No,
but he has a will, huh?
Yes. I hear that loud and clear.
Oh, he's causing such a dilemma here.
You know, but if you can find that pukey yellow metal box, he has all kinds of stuff in there.
Tell him I said hi.
He says he's been around. You could feel him.
I know he's here. And it's so funny because the things you were just saying in your opening, you know, and I don't know if the Redbird thing is true, but I'm sitting here thinking and talking to him, and here comes a damn Redbird just flew into the yard. And I'm forever picking change up off the floor. How it's getting there, I don't know. I know it's him. I know he's here.
Well, he's trying to get your attention, giving you breadcrumb seeds.
I know he's here.
And he says if you be quiet enough, he'll come to you in the dream and tell you where to look.
Yeah, if I could go to sleep at night, he'd tell me. I would be great. All right, I will try to sleep, and he can come to me in the dream and tell me where to look, because I am just dying to tell his brother where this is, because I told him, I swear up and down, we've discussed this part, you know, and I know there's a will.
He was a person that buttoned things up.
I know he did.
He didn't leave stuff undone.
I know he didn't.
He was
organized,
he was precise, he was detailed.
Is this box in his house, or is it on his property?
Yeah, it's in a. Now, did he have a storage bin or a storage place where?
I don't think so, but I don't know. I don't think so, though.
All right.
He lives in a double wide.
I keep seeing a closet. I keep seeing a metal box, and it's the pukey mustard yellow with the handle.
Okay. He had a piece of property, and there was a big barn on this piece of property that he had a lot of stuff in. He also had two houses on this property and two trailers. He did live in the double wide, but I don't.
Well, there's something where he kept storage. They're telling me someplace where he kept storage too.
God, he had enough stuff stored on his own property. I can't imagine. And he never mentioned a storage unit to me.
Well, maybe it's in the property. Does he still own the properties?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then it's out there. Hello?
He's got to look harder then. He's not looking hard enough. All right. Maybe Bart will come to me in my dream and tell me where the hell to look for him. Good Lord. Okay. That's all I needed to know, that he's okay, and I know
he's
around.
He's fine, but there's stuff where his property is. He has stuff stored out there. He wants you guys to get out there and look. you know, in that, not that the stuff is there. The stuff is, his will is at the house. But he has other things that you guys need to go through.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to help his brother, but I'm, you know, I just don't want to feel like I'm, I don't want him to think I'm asking for something. Because I'm not. I just know there's a will, and it just would solve so many possible problems down the road.
Well, tell him to look in the closet.
I will. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you. Happy
You're welcome.
Spring.
Happy spring. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. 913, do you have a question? Hello, 913.
Yes, hi. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. I just have a dear friend who passed away, about 15 months ago or so, and just missing her a lot lately. And she's been popping up in my dreams a little bit here and there, which is kind of unusual.
She's letting you know that she's okay. And what did you guys joke about breasts about? She's talking about the boob joke. I don't know if I'm allowed to say boobs. She's laughing talking about the boobs.
She sure joked about that a lot.
Yeah,
she's
gone, boobies, boobies, boobies.
she sure joked about that a lot. Good.
But she's letting you know that she's okay, and she says she looks like, she says, my hair is fabulous now, and she looks like she's like 32. That was her favorite age.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And she says, I love you, babe.
Oh, I love her too. I sure miss her. Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Oh, you know, I've got a big important meeting coming up May 2nd.
Your way. You will get what you're asking for.
Oh, good, good. Every time, you know, I think I miss her. I want to pick up the phone and call her, and it's just, you know, it just reminds you of the grief. It just is hard. But I know she's great.
Oh,
she's
fine.
Great.
She's letting you know she's all around you. And she says, you have a birthday coming up. She says, I'll be right there with bells on.
Oh, bless her heart. Well, thank you so much. It's such
You're
a joy
welcome.
To hear from her.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You have a good night.
Have a good evening.
You too.
And also, y'all can reach me privately at 561-333-5367. I'm going to see if the next person would like to have a question. 678. Hello, 678. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I have a question about where I'm working. It's coming up almost 2 months, and it's a lot of other conditions with it, and I just want to find something better. So do you see any jobs
coming
up?
Well, don't cut your nose off to spite your face, but you are going to get another. Now, do you work with processing paperwork?
Yes, I work with a company that's dealing with medical records for provider offices.
Okay.
Yes.
But I don't think you're going to stay there for a while, but I feel like you're going to get a better offer. And but again, it will be processing paperwork, but I don't know if it's medical or not.
Okay.
So it's another job processing, like paperwork that needs to be closed out of other things. Whatever that means.
But you
and
don't
you
think
will make
this company.
No.
But
no,
you don't,
it's a total different work.
Okay.
But you are going to do paper processing, and you will get better pay. to do it. Better
mm-hmm.
But you'll be the processor of closing things out. You're like doing the tail end of processing of the papers and closing things out on the paperwork.
Okay. That sounds, I think I have a clue, but I'm not as sure.
Okay, well, that's
what it could be
because I don't know, but it's closing paperwork out. You know, it's like the tail end of the line of the processing of the paperwork. For lack of better terms. Am I making sense?
Yes, I think you are. Yes, you are making sense. I think, I think I have a clue of what you could be, because it's different areas with the paperwork, even if it's in the mail, the medical field or not. So, because that could be legal terms, you know, legal work.
Okay.
That can definitely be that as well.
And then you'll have, a full-time work and you'll even have teeth and eyes and health, and you make more money per year.
Yeah, because I'm with the staffing agency, so it's a client of theirs, and the pay is not as great, and it's a long commute for me. And
I see full-time work, like I said, health insurance and all that, they pay for it. You can get eyes and teeth, and then it is only 27 minutes from your house to the left.
Wow. Okay.
So write that down.
Oh,
why
I will.
27 minutes, I have no clue.
Hey, that is much better than an hour, almost an hour and a half. So I will take it.
Yes.
Anyway.
Right. And
so
I hope
have some time to myself.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy spring.
You take care. Happy spring to you, too.
860.
Hello,
860. Hello. Do you have a
Hi.
Question?
Yes, I do. I was wondering if you see something happening relationship-wise with this guy, Justin.
You both are Mutual Admiration Society and both are attracted to each other. And I just, you guys talk all the time. I hear talk.
I think we energetically do. Yeah, I mean, there's text, but there's a hidden talking. It's just unexplainable. Yeah, it's a metaphysical thing.
But you guys do, like, type and talk all the time. I see phone.
Yeah.
Phone. Nowadays it ain't real phone. It's just typing words. But I see phone. That's what they're showing me. And you guys are going out on a date?
Not really. It's group meetings right now. It's very slow. It's but it's good slow. It's kind of like cooking in a crock pot.
I see you guys going out for lunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, honest food, real life sitting across from each other at the table, real life eating a grilled cheese sandwich and soup or something.
Oh, That's cool. Do you see us coming together, like, really connected?
You know, I see you guys, that's why it's called dating. You know, you guys are going to really, and the next time you guys will go out to dinner.
Oh, okay. But
you know,
see,
it looks like
just,
you guys will probably go out within the next 3 weeks.
Okay. That's cool. I wasn't expecting that, honestly, because it's been 6 months. It's nice since I met him. So it's just interesting.
Who's the dark-haired, brown-eyed man?
That's him.
You know, because About 5'11"?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I see you going out to lunch.
Cool, cool.
You know?
Very nice.
And also, you do see each other at the meetings.
Yes. Yeah. We're very connected.
You know.
We just are, and you just feel a deep, intense.
You know, and since we're doing mediumshipping, you have a grandmother with you from your dad's side that's with you. Who's the short, like maybe 4'9"?
Yes.
And
yes.
Your grandma is with
yes.
you.
Aw, that's sweet. Very sweet.
So I want to let you know that. And she wants to know who got the rocking chair.
Who got the rocking chair?
She had a rocking chair
in her house.
I don't
know. We don't have a rocking chair.
I know, but she had one.
Oh, she used to sit in it, that's right. It wasn't a rocking chair, but it was her chair.
Okay.
Yes, it was very old. My dad, we used it and way overused it, put it to you that way. It way too much. Yeah.
So she's smiling that the chair has been loved.
Because it's like my dad, it's her son, and it's my dad loves keeping things, overkeeping things when it's like falling apart, he will still use it somehow. So that's probably what she's saying.
Yeah, she's talking
yeah.
about the chair. And
is
who is it that was the mechanic?
What was that?
Who was it that it was the tinker and the mechanic in the family? Because there's a gentleman here, and he always wore blue jeans and a rolled-up T-shirt on the arms and always worked with mechanics.
Oh, it's my partner dad again, because he used to. He used to bring over his buddies and have the mechanics fix the car. This was years
okay.
ago, but this is when my grandmother was there. It's exactly
okay,
the
well,
time.
She talked
yeah.
about mechanics. You know, the mechanics.
My God.
The mechanics. Yeah.
That is too funny. I can't believe she remembers all that. I don't even remember that. That's too funny.
Well, she's just
funny.
Letting you know, and that's how you confirm that Spirit is who it is, because they always give you confirmation, you know.
Yes.
And she's blowing you hearts and kisses.
Oh, that's too funny.
She's
coming
my
dad
up behind
exactly.
you and giving you a hug.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I hope this works out with this man. I really, really enjoy him. He's really a
good
guy.
Well, he's slow to do anything, but, you know, but you have such great conversation with him, and you enjoy his company so much.
Yeah, and he does too, right? He definitely
yes, it's
enjoys
mutual.
Mine. Yeah.
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 It's mutual.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Wonderful.
Well,
I'm excited.
Happy spring, and I hope you have
you
a
too.
Wonderful evening. And
you
thank
too.
You.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good night.
Blessings. Good night.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. See you in the future. And happy spring equinox. It's a time of newness and new beginnings and new hope. And I look forward to seeing you again. And this is Kelly Jo, and seeing you in the future, and have a wonderful night. Good night.